Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The big announcement this past week as USA Basketball announces its 30 finalists for the 2016 U.S. Olympic men's team. Three-time Olympic medalists Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James headline the roster. The official 12-member 2016 roster will be announced later this year. We have invited back to our program Chris Sheridan, NBA writer, publisher, and editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com. He's got some great stuff online. You definitely got to check it out. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thanks for having me on tonight, Alyssa. I appreciate it.
Well, Chris, I enjoyed your recent article on who will play for Team USA, the Olympic Games in Brazil. And although LeBron is on this 30-man roster, he's kind of been non-committal. I mean, there's non-commitment whether or not he will be on the team. What were your takeaways on that?
I thought it was kind of disingenuous, to be honest with you. So, you know, he has a chance to be a four-time Olympic gold medalist. Nobody's done that. Carmelo Anthony has the same opportunity also, by the way. And this would be his fifth Olympics, because let's not forget he played on the 2014 in Athens that got a bronze medal. But, you know, LeBron has been so full circle with Team USA, starting back in 2004 when he was just a teenager playing at the Athens Games. And the American team lost three times in the Olympics in 2004 with LeBron on that team. Carmelo was on that team. Amari Stoudemire and Wade were on that team. But Coach Larry Brown didn't play those guys because they were very young, just starting in the league. And it was really a low point for Team USA. They had lost three times in 2002 at the World Championships in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. then three times at the Athens Olympics, including losing by 19 to Puerto Rico in the first game of the Olympics. And then since then, there's only been one loss in 2006 at the World Championships in Japan. And Team USA and Coach Krzyzewski are undefeated ever since. That's a decade-long winning streak. And the type of team that can be put together to go to Rio, Alyssa, could go down as the best team in history, way better than the Dream Team in 1992 in Barcelona. Which was the gold standard. It, you know, that's why they call them the Dream Team.
Right.
But this team could be even better, and they got so much talent on this 30-man roster that they've released. It's really going to be interesting how they whittle it down to 12.
The depth, the talent on the 2016 team, it truly is going to be awesome. And so you just have to wonder, I mean, what would cause him to be hesitant and not willing to make that type of commitment? Because as you're talking about, I mean, it's an honor to represent your country and to play against some of the best players on the planet.
Yeah, I think he was just kind of deflecting it. To be honest, LeBron's pretty media savvy, and he'll do that at times. So he'll just deflect it. He'll be kind of focused in on the game ahead, and he might not be in the mood to really talk about it in any kind of depth. So he just deflects the question and says, I don't know, I haven't made up my mind yet. But I think deep down, if you asked him, if you had given truth here, he'd be like, of course I'm going to Rio. This is going to be a blast. The Olympics are in Brazil.
Yeah.
Come on.
25-year veteran NBA writer, publisher, and editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com, Chris Sheridan, is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. So talk to me, Chris. I mean, how difficult is it going to be for Team USA to repeat as gold medalists? Who's going to be their biggest threat?
Oh, only Spain is a legit threat, and mainly because they have the great big line of the Gasol brothers, along with Serge Ibaka, and they have Ricky Rubio playing point guard, and they have a guy who doesn't play in the NBA named Juan Carlos Navarro, who's a great, great player, only spent a year with the Grizzlies and then went back, liked it better in Spain. But they put out there a great starting five, but everything really has to click for Spain in order for them to compete with Team USA, and they've only really done it once. The gold medal game at the Beijing Olympics was a crazy high scoring game, and it was still like a 4-point game with a minute and a half left. But that's the only time in the Olympics, or really in the last 10 years, that Team USA has been legitimately threatened in a game all the way down to the last couple minutes. So they're not going to have any problems unless Spain plays the absolute perfect game and both Gasol brothers are dominant and the refs gang up on Team USA and whistle a lot of fouls on the big guys. and you know, leaving him with nobody to guard the Gasol. You know, it would have to be a perfect storm of preposterous proportions for Team USA to even have play one competitive game at the Rio Olympics. That's why when I tell you they're going to be better than the 92 Dream Team, where they have the potential to be, you know, I'm not messing around. This is going to be just a team for the ages.
Kobe Bryant, Damian Lillard, and Derrick Rose are not on the roster. What was your reaction to the fact that Derrick Rose, I mean, he's been a big part of the Olympics in the past?
Yeah, but he was on the team 2 years ago in Spain, Alyssa, and he wasn't any good. Kyrie Irving took over the starting job. You know, when they came out of camp, Derek was the starter and Kyrie was the backup, and it quickly became clear that Derek was nowhere near his A game. They put him on the roster, but he didn't play much, and he didn't play well over in Spain. And Kyrie ended up being the MVP of that tournament. So, you know, I think they've had enough of Derrick Rose, to be honest with you, given what he gave them in his last appearance. And look, he hasn't played well since then. You could say he hasn't really played well since his MVP season. So they've already got six point guards on this roster, and they got two guys, Mike Conley and John Wall, who don't really have a chance to make the final roster. But it's good to have them in the Team USA program. So why bring Rose around when you know you're not gonna play him? And the thing with Lillard is, when they picked Rose 2 years ago, Lillard was the guy they passed over. And you know, Damian Lillard's a great player. He's 56th in the NBA in scoring right
mm-hmm.
now.
Right.
And I think he was a little bit missed. And certain guys, they do get missed at Team USA, feeling they were unjustly passed over, and they don't play all that long. That happened with Rajon Rondo. 6 years ago, when the Team USA was going over to Turkey for the World Championships. They went overseas with Rondo as the starting point guard, and their first game, their first friendly game, was against Lithuania. It was in Manchester, England, and at the end of the first quarter, they only had 8 points. No, I'm sorry, it was in Spain. It was in Barcelona, but at the end of the first quarter, they only had 8 points playing Lithuania, and Rondo was really walking the ball up court, and so the next game they had to play in Greece. And before the game, Rondo pretty much quit the team. They told him they were taking away his starting job. And at the time, they were carrying 13 players. Everybody knew there was going to be one cut. That happened to be Rondo. And I guarantee you, Rondo will never play for Team USA again. And look, Tim Duncan, the guy, after the 2004 Olympics in Athens, he said, "I've played my last FIBA game. I hate FIBA. I think it's a corrupt organization. I'll never wear a Team USA jersey again. Not because I don't like Team USA, but I hate FIBA." So there's a lot of great players that are never going to play for Team USA for a variety of interesting reasons. Also.
Okay, Chris Sheridan has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. 25-year veteran NBA writer, publisher and editor-in-chief of SheridanHoops.com. Check it out. Chris, thanks so much, and Happy New Year, okay?
Hey, thanks. Same to you, Alyssa. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here, the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.